Welcome to episode 5 of season 3, otherwise known as season 3, episode 5 of Last Save Loaded. Yes, I am your host, Collie O'Sheridan, otherwise known as Colm Sheridan. And joining me, as usual, with no smart remarks to start off with, is my friend, Justin I'm So Hunky Smith. Good evening, Justin. How are you this fine evening?
I'm feeling ever so unhunky, yeah. That's a strange way to introduce me.
Well, I mean, you know, I have fond memories of your... When we first met, how tall and broad you were. So anyway, let's not go into the toys again. We've moved on from the Justin's toys a long time ago. So Justin, how was your week? How are you doing? How's work? You know, all these lovely things that you have to do on a daily basis that I don't have to do anymore.
For the time being.
Yeah, for the time being, yes, of course.
Oh, that was the chair, not me.
Oh.
I'm as well as can be expected. I didn't put this in the show notes, but I had my second booster top-up for COVID.
Okay.
So my fourth jab. So now I've had dose 1 and 2 with the Oxford AstraZeneca, which made me really ill.
Yes.
Dose 3 with Moderna that I more or less shrugged off. And dose 4 with Pfizer. So, you know, I'm ticking off my bingo card. And
you are, certainly.
It was fine. I was due to have it done this Friday. But
yes.
They called me at sort of 5:30 and went, yeah, we know you booked in for next week, but we've got some doses that are going to expire if we don't use them today. So do you want to pop along and we'll do it now? It's like, okay, yeah. So I walked down the road to the pharmacy. Booth doesn't like this pharmacy. It's a rival to the one she works at.
All right, yeah. She didn't mention... You don't mention that to me.
I sent her a message. She's like, we don't like that one.
So could you rename yourself as Vaccine Man now, Justin? Because you've had all the, you know, the different variations of the vaccines now at this stage.
Is there another one? I thought there might be one more.
Well, I'm sure there is. I mean, 90% Vaccine Man then, maybe, or something like that. That sounds like a nasty cough you have there.
No,
you've had that for a while now, or is it just because you're talking to me?
I've been cough-free for the vast majority of the day, so it's only since I came into the back room here, and perhaps I shall have a sip on my cup of tea here. Cheers.
Yes, cheers. I'll have a sip of my water.
Okay. I apologise to anyone that has that weird, like, what's the opposite of a fetish? Like, it makes them cringe when they hear people slurping and things.
Oh, yes, the slurpeeitis. Yes.
So, I apologise. That was...
I have the crunchyitis one. You know the crunchyitis when you're in the picture house and somebody behind you is eating the noisiest crisps you could ever imagine. Yeah,
you wouldn't like going to watch a film with me then, because, you know, peanut M&M's crunching all the way through.
Good lad.
I'm fine. I didn't have any symptoms on Saturday, which was just as well, because I was off to a Blood Bowl tournament with a new team that I had built pretty much last weekend. And over the course of the next few days, I had been cramming trying to paint them all. So a couple of nights I didn't go around to see Ruth and I stayed home and painted. A couple of nights she came over and helped me do a bit. She will be modest and say she didn't really do much, but every bit she did helped and meant I didn't have to stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning making sure they're all done. And yeah, it was a good presented team by Saturday morning, ready for the tournament. I won a prize. I won what they call the Stunty Cup, which means They have tiers of teams. So if you put it in terms of, you know, you have super competitive,
yeah,
mildly competitive, and then you have the joke teams that realistically are just there for a bit of a laugh and you don't take them ever seriously with the intention of winning.
Yeah.
And I'd always wanted to try one of those teams. So I did. And I finished the top out of the three of us that took teams from that tier. So I won the Stunty Cup. My prize was a box of really tiny dice, like 3 millimetres wide.
Wow. And what would one use them for?
Rolling on tiny, tiny miniature games. Yeah, the people that came first got a set of gold D6 dice. The person that came second got a set of silver D6 dice. And I got a lot of tiny, tiny dice. I don't know if they're so small, you might not be able to actually pick them up and roll them well, but...
Okay. Oh, well, it's thought that counts, Justin, and you won. Yes, baby. Well done, Justin.
I finished 12 out of 16. I was the top performer of the below-average ranked teams.
Yep.
So in four games, I had one win, one draw and two losses, but... We worked out after the first game that I possibly shouldn't have lost. The opponent I had was playing the team for the first time, didn't know the rule of a certain move, which was killing my players left, right and centre. And we said afterwards, he shouldn't have been able to do that, should he? And they went, no, that's not how that works, no. So yeah, so we wouldn't have scored in the last turn because I would have had a load more players on the pitch. So,
Did you give him the look, Justin? Did you give him your look?
No, I just said, look, we both played the game that way. Neither of us knew the rule, and we'd live and learn. I don't care. I didn't come here expecting to win the whole thing. So, annoyingly, he did then win the whole thing.
Oh, don't you just hate them
people? And the person that drove the car that I went in came second because he got beaten by the person that cheated against me. So it was a little bit controversial in the car on the way home, but I just said, it's what are you going to do? You've got a 2-hour game. You can't exactly play it again. Mm. So just let it go and learn.
Let it go.
Yeah. And then last night I was streaming, tried to stream on the PS5, plugged the camera back in. I set the stream off, got the stream manager up on my phone. About 30 seconds later, I had a message from Ruth going, are you offline? You're showing you as offline. I'm like, well, the PlayStation thinks I'm streaming. Check my phone. Yeah, Twitch says I'm not. Oh. I proceeded to reset it about 3 times and then I just thought, stuff this. I'm going to stop for a while. Went back an hour later. It all seemed, those teething problems seemed to have gone and I was able to stream for a good hour and a half.
Yes, you were, Justin. And I managed to actually stay in the chat for more than 5 minutes, which my previous record was about 6 minutes before I said, oh, I'm gone now. But yes, I did manage to support my friend for once. Yes.
Well, other than that, the only other thing of late is playing more board games with Ruth, and she's starting to win. I actually put up a tweet just sort of an hour ago saying, here's a list of all the board games that Ruth has beaten me on, and so far it's more or less everything we played. I listed a bunch and she went, what about that one? What about that one? I was like, yeah, you beat me at those two, yeah, okay. But yeah, other than that, I've just been getting on with work and it's half term next week, so
well, hey.
I have booked the week off, but I will probably need to cancel one of those days so that I can use it later on. I might have an extra day that I need to book off in November, and I'm cool. I'm maxed out on my holiday, so yeah, might need to do a bit of juggling.
Wow.
But yeah, that's pretty much it from me. What about you? It's been a few weeks since you were on the show.
It has been a few weeks, Justin, and time does certainly fly, but not much really. Mental health's been taking a bit of a banging lately because I've just, you know, the whole aspect, you know, the whole thing with the college there 6 months or so ago regarding the course content, they changed one of the subjects and it sort of never I never sort of got over it. It was still in the back of my mind because nobody was taking responsibility. And you know me, Justin, I'm not one for pointing fingers. Well, maybe I am, actually. But anyway, when something is wrong, I expect people to own up to it and accept what they've done. Well, I hope I do. But anyway. So, yeah, I've just been very snappy lately, and myself and Sandra haven't been in the best, but we're getting there. So I'm going to see a counsellor as well. So in the college, they have a counsellor. So, yeah. It just feels like I'm not progressing in the course as much as I would have hoped or as much as I expected. And it's just, you know, it seems to be drawing out more and more and just don't seem to be able to get to the end of it, you know, because I've done one test. The other test is up for the, because we copy gate.
Yeah.
So there just seems to be one drama after the other, and then they're moving building in December. So it just feels like there's setbacks after setbacks, and yeah, it just wears you down over time. So you just, you know, have to readjust your thinking and reassess what's important in life, and you know, health and is your wealth, as they say. So yeah, so that's really it at the moment. So
I think it's important for you to remember, though, that no matter how fragmented it feels, at least you weren't trying to do this 2 years ago when everything was home learning.
Yes. Well, see, I don't mind. I work better at home. I'm more focused at home, because when I go into college, there's, you know, people asking questions and stuff like that.
Oh, people are the worst.
And I just go, I don't mind helping the board. Ever since this copygate now, I just say, listen, lads, I can't do this anymore, because if I get another setback, I'll just cry, like, you know. So, you know, you'll have to figure it out yourself, just like I have to figure it out and stuff like that. So, yeah, there's plenty of college material to look over as well, if you're, you know, like, there's videos. The lectures are very good. Like, they have videos of lectures, previous lectures, and, you know, stuff like that. So when you're doing a skills demo or whatever, you can look over that for reference and stuff. So it's just a matter of weeding through the information you have and figuring out what to use and when to use it. But yeah, some people aren't as patient as that and want to know the answer straight away, or if they don't know the answer, they want the answer straight away instead of investigating themselves. So yeah.
I could have done with your help today. I spent a good 30 minutes toiling around with Microsoft Excel, you know, because it's used so much and is not really the best program. And no. I had.
Well, I mean, I'm sure Microsoft would beg to differ there, just.
Well, they still have a Y2K issue running in Excel, because if you want a date range that's, you know, 2020 to 2029, that's fine.
Yeah.
But when you put 1st of the 1st, 30, it goes, all right, that's 1930 then. I'm talking like 10 years in the future. Ah, yeah, 10 years in the future, 1932. No.
Wow.
So,
is this Office 360 you're working on?
Yeah, Office 365 or whatever they call it. 365,
yeah, sorry.
And eventually I worked out that in Windows 10, what you're supposed to do is change your date and time format, but it's not obvious. Like, you click on the change date and time, it's not there. You then have to click a little option at the side that's not in the main body. There's like one of these, like, further guidance maybe here. Yeah. So you click that one, that then takes you to the settings. Then you've got to click another box to go to advanced. And then at the bottom of that screen, there's a bit that says Windows will treat anything between 2 digit year it will take us between 1950 and 2049. And I'm thinking, well, it's not doing that on mine. No. So what you have to do is you have to change it. And then you have to change it back. for it to acknowledge with new documents.
Oh, God.
Because even though it says it, it doesn't actually believe its own information.
Yeah. That's Microsoft.
How stupid...
Yes.
In, you know, I appreciate that it has to decide if you just put /20/25/30, it's got to decide what you want to do. But surely when we're in 2020, if you say, I want something for 30,
yeah,
it's going to be going, yeah, that's got to be 10 years in the past.
Yeah.
Apparently, they had an issue because of this getting around the Y2K bug that obviously didn't really exist.
Yeah.
That they've had issues where they've got like 90 plus year old patients going into doctor surgeries that think they're, you know, practically newborn babies.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, Microsoft never quite got the handle of, you know, Windows phones.
No.
Windows tablets, really.
No.
Well, I suppose they have their Surface Pro, but, you know, yeah. For somebody who's a software, you know, who makes their money on software, their software is buggy as hell.
It's funny, isn't it, that for years we always used to say, like, Sony was the ones that make the hardware, Microsoft's the ones that make the software. If they got together, you'd think that they might actually produce a single platform that would be...
fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but then there'd be monopoly commissions and stuff. It's already getting to the point where Microsoft and the whole Blizzard Activision takeover is being investigated by the UK's Monopolies Commission because of the size of the merger. And Microsoft's official response is, well, Sony's going to be fine because they're the current leader in the market. You know, it's a bit more technical than that, but that's what they've said.
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
But, like, you think about that with cars. Didn't Ferrari get bought out by Fiat or something?
Yeah. C'est la vie.
Well, that's French. You're talking Citroën and Peugeot now.
Very true, Justin. Always on the bar. Okay, so is that it, Justin? Can we move on to
unless you want to have a just a moment to talk about the Stadia that you weren't able to talk about, because Matt did laugh and say that you hadn't got round to playing Skyrim on Stadia.
I didn't, no. That was the one regret I'll have in my lifetime. But to cheer myself up, I went and bought the next-gen upgrade for PS5. So, happy days. yes, I did try the Stadia for, it was a free week. But at that stage, they still didn't have any controller set up that you could use. So, it didn't really work. And then I never bothered really getting it.
Using the PC interface version.
Yeah, but you couldn't use any old controller either. You had to get the Stadia controller to bring it to work. Anyway. And at that stage, I wasn't used to keyboard and mouse, so I never bothered. It seemed like Google just are worse than Sony for just making things up and then dropping them, like the Vita and stuff. But anyway, let's not go there. Give us another Vita, Sony. Okay, so yes, and what's your thoughts, Justin? Did you try Skyrim in Stadia, no?
No, I haven't tried Skyrim in VR yet, which is the only copy I've got of Skyrim. VR has made it to my house, but the PS4 is still at Ruth's house. And
will one be buying the new PS4 5 VR?
The PSVR 2.
Yeah, sorry.
I'd like to say yes, but we don't know what the price is, and we don't know how well I'm going to get through through the winter months with this cost of living crisis.
Exactly, yes.
But no, if it comes out at a time when I get a suitable commission from work, I might be able to do it. I think last April I got £1,000, near enough, so... If I can do the same again, lovely.
Well, what was the first PSVR? £400 or something, was it? Around that much?
I think it was £325 or £275, something like that.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go, Justin. What was your last save loaded in the chronological order?
In the chronological order, my last save loaded was Yakuza Kiwami. Now I know I finished this game, Colin.
You did mention that you had only 90% or 10% left to complete or something like that.
I've only got a few trophies left to go, but yeah. I am working on getting 100% on the completion list, which is one of the most rare trophies they have for it. After I finish that, I'll then have to finish the game again, so I've got a new game plus save with everything unlocked. And then I've just got to complete the game on legendary mode, which is easier than the hard mode I finished it on, from what I gather. It just means that if you fail a fight against a boss or something, you can't just go restart fight. If you fail the fight, it's game over. So you've just got to save manually, frequently. Yeah. But
can you save during the fight?
No.
But you can't save up to the point of the fight.
Yeah, and I can also stock up on lots and lots of the potions, remedies that fully heal your health. So I've got maximum health, I've got loads of these drinks. So all I've really got to do now is play a couple of mini games and get a lot of money and buy a bunch of weapons from various merchants. And then I've got to grind out the fight, the UFC fighting coliseum, to get enough fighting points to buy all the weapons out of there, to get the tick mark of 100 different weapons have been purchased.
Seems like a slog, Justin.
It is a slog, but that's not the worst part. The worst part is doing some of these mini games, because there's absolutely no strategy to some of them. Like I said before, how it took me a while to work out how to do the baseball, but once I did, I got fairly decent at it.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever played Baccarat, Colin? they have a casino. You have to win so many chips on the casinos, on the different tables.
Yeah.
You know, and most people these days know how to play poker. Yeah, fine. Yeah. Deal me up to 16 and I'll stick. Deal me 21 and I'll win, thank you.
Yeah.
And they've got blackjack. Yeah, lovely. Actually, that was what I was just describing. Stick and twit. Yeah, anyway.
So I
got those ones done. But Baccarat took a long time, because it says something like earn 20,000 chips. At most, you can bet 1,000. And if you win the hand, you get 1950 back. So you don't get 2,000 back.
Right.
And all that happens is it deals the dealer 2 cards and it deals the player 2 cards. They reveal those cards. You add the numbers together. Face cards, like the Jack, Queen, King. Face cards are ranked as 0. 10 is a 0 as well, I think. So you add the two numbers, you're looking for something like a 4 and a 4, or a 4 and a 5, or a 6 and 3. You want to get a total of 8 or 9 to win the hand.
Right.
If it's a draw, then it's a tie. That is a possible outcome. If neither hand has that, then they'll get dealt another card to potentially win it. And after 3 cards have been dealt, it's then a tie or a win. But all you do is you bet on who's going to have the better hand. So you either player's going to win or banker's going to win. Or you can get a payout of 8-1 if you say it's a tie game. So I'm going in there and I'm going, right, I'm just going to go 1,000 banker to win, you've won. Cool. 1,000 banker to win, you've lost. Okay, I'm now 50 credits down on what I started on. Banker to win. And I'd get a few hands in, and then I'd lose a couple and I'd be marginally up. And I worked out the way this game tracks your winnings is, as long as you leave the table with more chips than you started, it adds on to the cumulative of get the 20,000 credits. If you just sit there until you hopefully try and win 20,000 credits in one go, well, you're probably going to
playing a long time.
You're probably going to go bankrupt as well as brain dead by the end of it. And I'll tell you what, Considering Casino Royale, they were supposed to be playing Baccarat.
Hmm.
And they changed it to poker. Because poker's much more well-known. Well-known. Yeah. Because poker stuff actually happens. You have no ownership in Baccarat other than going, I'll bet on this side of the table or that side.
Wow.
You know, it's like betting on roulette, but only having red or black.
Mm.
Well, you might win or you might not.
Yeah.
It's just...
50-50.
Yeah, well, it's 40-40 and 20. Or 45-45 and 10, because, yeah, you could have a tie. Well, in the end, I worked out the best way to do it is to save scum. Load up my file, bet on a tie, bet 1,000. If it wins, I get 8,000. Back out of the game, save, load up, in I go again. Did I not get it? Okay, I'll give it about 3 hands, and then I'll back out, load the file, and then go back in again. Because you only need 3 first-time ties to get that score. And that's how I ended up doing it in the end. But
nice.
It's such a bad game. I don't know why anyone would play it, and not for like big high stakes. I suppose it's the same reason that, like, you know, there's so many one-armed bandit coin slot machines in Vegas, because there's a chance you'll win.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. So I'm playing Yakuza Kiwami. I'm not really playing it. I'm experiencing it as I try and grind out the few remaining trophies. I've not got much left, and then I've got to do the karaoke, which is, you know, just rhythm action games, and you may as well be Guitar Hero. Last night, I was true to my word. I streamed the cat game.
Yay!
And I didn't make a rush of trying to finish it in 2 hours, because I certainly haven't done that.
Were you enjoying it, Justin?
I was experiencing it. I wasn't particularly happy. I wasn't thinking this is boring. I mean, visually, it's stunning.
Yeah.
But some of the mechanics, like, you know, where you can jump to and stuff, you got to sort of map it in your head for where you can get around. And I stopped on, I guess it's about level 3 or 4, stage 3 or 4. Once I got back into the main town for the second time, it was where I stopped. But, yeah, I've started getting attacked by the Zergs. And I don't know which chapter it is you're supposed to clear without getting touched by them for a trophy, but I was looking at it and thinking, right, well, if I stand here, I'll lead them toward me, and then I can go over there, and then they can't catch me. And it felt quite easy, because I was just getting up on higher platforms and they were just jumping off the edge of this building to their doom, which was helpful to me because they were all killing themselves. I'll obviously finish it. I haven't found it to be super fantastic, but...
It's not a long game then, is it?
It's, well, like I said, you're supposed to be able to finish it in under 2 hours if you're going to mainline it.
Yeah.
I think the average is about 6.
All right.
So, I don't know how far I am into the game. I think I'm probably about a third of the way.
Right.
Other than that, I've just done a couple more levels in a quick play session with Ruth on that Death Squared. And I saw... I can't remember who it was. I think it was Martin Hindley. Posted up earlier saying that he'd started playing it, and he was like, "Oh, I've got a trophy, and it took absolutely no effort. Die 100 times." And I just read it and went, "Yeah, keep going. You want the die 1,000 times one?" We're not there yet, but we're not far off it. So that's pretty much all I've been playing. I've been around Ruth's house a lot. I've been playing board games, been away at tournaments and playing Blood Bowl and things. So yeah, not been playing too many of the games. We did have Ruth's family over last weekend, so Sunday there was a bit of Street Fighter and a bit of Mortal Kombat being played, and then Soul Calibur and stuff. But you know, that was just past the pad when you finished a fight, regardless of whether you win or lose. So it was a thing that happened, but I wouldn't consider it a big time play session.
No.
So with this very long list of games you've got, Colin, what was your last save load?
My last save load would have been Far Cry 6. Now, you know me, Justin, I have it on two platforms, and don't ask why, but I do. Anyway, so I played it on my PS5. I streamed some there during the week, I think, or last week. And then I can't describe I get the pains in my joints from it. And I'm not sure if it's the PS4 controller or what, or the PS5 controller or what. Anyway, so anyway, I stopped playing it on the PS5 for the moment, and I'm playing it on the Xbox. And I think I'm getting bored of Far Cry game.
That's taken a lot of effort.
Taken a lot of effort to realise that maybe Justin was right in the long run. But no, maybe he wasn't either, because Far Cry 3 is probably still my favourite game. It's just, it's a go-fetch. It's plenty of explosions going on. There's plenty of action going on. Plenty of guns and stuff. But the levelling system is slightly pared back a bit, and I'm still trying to get the hang of it. And you sort of go to your workbenches and you upgrade your weapons and stuff. It's a bit far Falloutish, in that regard. But you have pets as opposed to having people as your sidekicks. So my pet crocodile, Guapo, or whatever you call him, he dies a lot, but he revives himself. Like in the previous Far Cry's, if they died, you had to wait a good 5 or 10 minutes. And then,
well, in Far Cry 2, if your buddy died, you just got a new buddy.
Yeah.
Someone would just randomly turn up and go, hey, I'm your best mate now.
So, yeah, it doesn't really do much. Crocodile, you'd expect him to kill at least one or two people, but he tends to only kill one person and then he gets slaughtered. So he's not much use to me, and I'm not feeling the love for the crocodile at the moment. Now, there's other ones you can get. There's plenty to do in it, but it's just meh. But anyway, I'll continue on. So, you know my love for that other game called My Time at Porsche, Justin.
Yes.
Well, there's a new game coming out called My Time at Sandrock.
I am aware of this. I've seen a trailer for it.
So it's basically in beta still. It's in pre-purchase. You can purchase it, but it's basically, they're still in beta and beta, whatever you call it. So it's on my PC, and it's just basically more of the same, but you're in a different area now, and it's on my PC. So it's a type of chill out game where you're just chilling and trying to make stuff and talking to people, and there's more voice acting in this one, and yes, I'm enjoying it. Now, some people say I'm a bit crazy, but I went ahead and replayed Max Payne 3 again. Why, you may ask, because it all came flooding back to me, because I just wanted to, and I'm just enjoying it for what it is. No holds barred shooting with slow-mo in it, and a manic depressant alcoholic pill popper. So none of them, which I may be manic depressant, but I'm not a pill popper or an alcoholic anymore because I don't drink. So yeah, that's near the end of that one, I think. And then I decided to download some extra games on the PS Plus category, because my future son-in-law Noel has the PS Plus extra.
Yeah.
So I decided to download Bee Simulator. Now, Bee Simulator would be great fun for somebody who's young and likes to learn about bees and stuff. There's plenty of, this is an educational game about bees, basically. And you go and there's dancing in it too, so it can't be that educational. There's also fighting in it. So you go to these coloured markers and you might fight another bee to level up, or you might dance against another bee, which basically means they move up, down, backwards, and you just copy what they're doing. And so it's Simon Says.
Yeah.
But I managed to finish it, and yeah, it wasn't a very long game. It was 2 sessions, I think, I streamed it in, and it was basically over. So there's lots of other stuff you want to collect and if you want to get all the trophies, but I can't be bothered. So then I decided a few weeks back I would stream some Ratchet and Clank, and the new one, the whatever it's called, the new one, the PS5 one.
Rift
Apart or something.
Rift Apart, yeah.
So I decided to play this game, and of course Jer says, well, I thought you were never going to play a Ratchet and Clank game again. Oh, no, sorry, well, it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like, oh, I thought you weren't going to play a Ratchet and Clank game again.
You took the words out of Ruth's mouth as well, because when we saw you playing it, that was exactly what she said to me. And that's why when I joined the stream, I went, playing a Ratchet and Clank game, are you?
So, yeah, so, you know, you can never take me anyways what I say seriously. So I'm enjoying it. I'm playing it on easy because I played it on medium the last time and it kicked my ass. So I'm playing it on easy, having a clue what's going on. I'm just powering through it and hope to get back to that sometime soon. So then I was on my PS5 again and I decided, you know what, Skyrim extra special edition with the extra frame rates or extra fishing game is,
I was waiting for you to say read all about it.
$14.99 as opposed to $29.99, I think, or whatever. So I decided, well, what the hell, download it, have the complete collection. So played a bit of that on my PS5 as always. Oh, I started again, actually, that's what I did. I started it again, yes. It looks lovely. So then, myself and Root finally finished Sniper Elite 5. Yay! We were streaming there a couple of weeks back, and we basically were on the last mission when we finished the previous stream, so it took about half an hour to finish the game. And then we were sort of stuck for what to play, so we decided we'll hold off on next week after that and play Overcooked 2, which I think Ruth could tell I wasn't having fun and it was stressing me out. And
I said straight away, you are not going to enjoy that. You're going to have a strop. If me and Ruth quit, I doubt that you were going to have much luck with anyone on that.
I didn't have a strop, but if me and you had been playing, definitely I would have had a strop.
I'd have just sighed a lot and gone, what do you want me to do, Colin? She did recommend
that moving out was more suited to my level of intelligence.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, I don't have that. I don't think it's on the thing, on the Game Pass. I'm not sure, actually. But anyway, and then lastly, but no means least, I'm playing Bravely Second. Because I played Bravely Default and finished that at the start of this year, I've decided to go ahead and play Bravely Second. Why, you may ask? Because maybe I would like to play Bravely 2 at some
point. Bravely Default 2.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's still gotta be a contender for the worst, most stupidest naming conventions of a series.
Yes, definitely. So yes, I'm playing that at the moment. So on my 3DS, I'm enjoying that. I do like that game. I don't know why, but I do. And so yeah, I managed to speak a bit more than Justin anticipated, but probably made less sense than Justin did when he was talking about his 3 games. But anyway, there you go, everybody. Van Dabby Dozy.
Lovely.
So, Justin, these Twitter comments, would you like to read them?
So, Twitter comments was nice and simple. It was just Ian, a bit dead at Bit Dead 77, with fantastic show, Justin and Matt. at Lassie Loaded. Now, I will have to acknowledge that I put Matt's Twitter address wrong in the show notes that I uploaded with the podcast last week at time of recording. And I did think, I should go back and change it, but I knew full well that if I tried that, it was going to re-release the show and people would think there's a new episode when it's the same one. So I just left it, so never mind.
Probably for the best. Thank you, Matt, for doing a lovely show. So, I think Justin should read this. You know, I think it's very good and it's witty and also punctually correct.
Well, I said time for question of the wee fortnight. So, the reason I it's a slightly topical thing. Most of our questions have been for the last couple of shows, but with the recent revolving door that we've got in the government here.
Yes.
I decided to put out, what was the last game you were really excited to buy and play, only to be really disappointed by and give up on it, / return it, / sell it straight away? In other words, four chancellors in 4 months. Anyway, yes, let's not get political. The point was, it gave me the inspiration that some things you're waiting for news on when it arrives, it's not what you want. So Dave at Yellowbug 1969, he says, probably Bus Simulator 21. Now, we know Dave likes his simulator games.
Yeah.
He says, it's nowhere near as good as the first version on console. Also, the Sony bore fests of Horizon, Last of Us, God of War, Spider-Man, bored stupid by all of them by 10 to 12 hours. Only Ghost of Tsushima kept me interested until the end to finish it. That's some heavyweights. I mean,
excellent.
I think you would
agree with the bore fest for one of them games at least.
Right.
Well,
I would say the only reason I got bored with God of War toward the end is because I was trying to platinum it, and
I didn't think you got bored with God of War.
No, I got bored toward the end because there was so much like faffing about trying to go this way and that way just to pick everything up, and that stupid trials labyrinth, you know, with all where you got the fog where you've got the time limit before you die and stuff. Spider-Man again, because I was doing the side missions as I went rather than get to the end of it and then try and do them all. But it still got really tedious by the end because you get the impression that it don't really make any difference what you're doing. You're just doing the same thing over and over, just in front of a few different buildings.
Yeah.
The Last of Us, that's the one you know that I don't rate. And I wasn't bored by it. I just think that people have massively
over-exaggerated.
Rose-tinted glasses of it. And
well, I mean, Sony obviously thought it was worth remastering the second time.
That's Skyrim. Because of the dollar bills.
Yes. You know,
they go, hey, look, it was great. It was a great seller. Let's re-release it on the PS4 and now let's remake it so that, you know, you can have a slightly shinier version of the same game again.
Exactly.
Horizon, I didn't find it boring, but I don't have any great interest to play it again. Like, I've got the DLC for the first one, and I haven't played it, because if I was playing from start to finish, I would know what I was doing, but I can't pick it up after 3-4 years and then go, right, how do I control Aloy?
You got the plaf for that.
I did, yes. And I think you gave up with one trophy to go.
Yes, something like that, Justin. Yes, the trials were a bit of a pain, and Justin was trying to be helpful at the time, but no. Horizon for me was a disappointment at the start, and then I went back to play it and I really got into it. I think the first time I tried it was after I was playing probably Zelda or something like that, and I just Breath of the Wild or something like that, and I just decided, you know, this wasn't the same quality wise, but I actually got into it then and really I actually played all the DLC as well, enjoyed that too. So Last of Us, I never got the plat, but I enjoyed that first one. I still have to finish God of War, which, you know, for my own shame.
Just whack it on easy and burn through it. You'll be fine.
I did finish Spider-Man. I do. That's what we do with most of my games, Justin, as you well know. I did finish Spider-Man, but I never went for the plat.
Did you finish Spider-Man? I know you played Miles Morales.
Yeah. I must double check that I finished. I'm nearly sure I finished Spider-Man as well. I'm nearly sure. I must check that. I did finish, yeah, Miles Morales. I must double check, actually. Ghost of Tsushima, fantastic game. Absolute great game.
Mm.
Probably not to Justin's standards of intellect, but, you know, for me, it was a fabulous game.
I am looking forward to playing it, but I think it's leaving the PS Plus connection. And the version that they gave us was, like, just the online multiplayer bit rather than the game.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah. I'm not going to go for half the experience.
No, never. Okay, so, this should be fun. Trillion Penguin, PIHC, at Bouncy Cynic. Would like to tell me what PIHC means.
Penguin in human's clothing.
Thank you, Justin. Very good. Valkyria Chronicles. I wanted so much to love that series. All I found was frustration. I gave up and I hardly ever do that. You certainly don't. And fair play to you. We're playing that for a good while. Another is Final Fantasy XIII, which is just bloody awful.
She must have had a couple of controversial picks in some people's eyes, because she got quite a few responses. Dave, Yellowbug1969, said, I remember that tank, sad face, and I do remember her giving up when she had got to a specific fight where, yeah, it was just overwhelming her.
Yeah. Paul at just_wondering_, well, it's Paul W, actually. Yeah, I bought Part 3 on the Switch. It is a hard game, but games such as XCOM, etc., really have never been my thing. I'm assuming he's referring to
Valkyria Chronicles Part 3, yeah, because I think there's four of them now. Nostalgic Gamer at 16-bit Nostalgia said Valkyria Elysium looks a lot better.
And I'd say it's Dude Rooney, Lukey Baby, just like Luke, at Dude Rooney. FIFA 13 Final Fantasy.
FIFA 13 was amazing. It's a completely unrelated discussion, but
I was going, what the hell? Final Fantasy 13 was amazing. I got so wrapped up in it, I didn't eat for 3 days. Lol. Wow. 3 days. I hope you were hydrating. Trillion Penguin in Human Clothing at Bouncy Cynic. I played about 15 hours of it, so I gave it a fair shot. It just didn't do it for me. Well, if 15 hours is a good shot, I would say fair play.
I have not played the Valkyria Chronicles, but I did watch her playing a bit here and there. And graphics-wise, it looked very PS3. It's very brown.
Yeah.
with pastel colours over the top. And Final Fantasy 13, I finished it. But I played it initially probably for about 20 hours and then put it down for 2 years. Because, oh my god, it was boring. And then I think I'd got close to just opening up the full game, but I still hadn't got that far in hindsight. Because when I did my full playthrough, yeah, it probably took me longer to get that far. And I will concede the game looks stunning. You know, they definitely gave the game engine from 12 a good solid lick of paint, but it doesn't change the fact that they crammed in a 30 hour tutorial in that game before they let you go where you want. So yeah, I think its criticism is thoroughly deserved. I never played Final Fantasy 13 2 or Lightning Returns, but I understand they're completely different games. 13 2 is supposed to almost be like a Pokemon game. Yeah, so maybe it's like Ni No Kuni 2. Well, no. One is like Pokemon, isn't it? One, you have your own sidekick. Two, you have all the Higgledies.
Ah, the Higgledies. That's, yes, the Higgledies, yes.
Tony at _Wickerman73_ is once again shortened to the point. The Last of Us for PS4. Utter shit. I wouldn't ever go that far on...
I don't think you would ever go that far, Justin.
On my description of The Last of Us, I would say there's a game in there. It's just not the brilliant thing that everyone says it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think I've ever heard you say a game is utter shit, but yeah. After all, you've played Far Cry 2, thanks. I will always be grateful for you playing that game. Not so grateful for you playing Far Cry 4,
where
you sat in the tail and you watched the credits roll by and said, well, there you go, I'm done. So yeah, Paul W at _wondering_ all in caps, by the way. My last game I pre-ordered was Soul Hackers 2. Had it on order for months. They foolishly allowed the review embargo to be around a week before release. Cancel it. I will still buy the game, but at a reduced price in the coming months. Target price £14.99, new or used. Soul Hackers 2. Okay.
There you go. We'll get Dodgy Collie on the case, and when he spots a Brucey bonus for you, he'll let you know.
Soul Hackers 2, yes.
Lee B. Beer mug, game controller, dice. At Manic7 Muppet 8 simply says Overwatch.
Overwatch 2 now is
out. I was
going to
say, Overwatch 2 is free.
Everybody's saying it looks exactly the same as Overwatch 1, but bigger maps or something, I don't know.
Yeah, Overwatch 2 is free. Overwatch 1 definitely on the console was not free, because they had a certain edition of it. And I don't think it was free on the PC, but... When Overwatch 2 came out, there was loads of people going, oh, I'm downloading it so I can play at launch. And then, we're in a queue with 4,000 other people. And then it turned out they got hit with a DDoS attack on launch. So, yes, enjoy your online-only game when you can't get online.
Exactly. Satire at Mastodon Social Ukraine flag at Satire 6. Do you remember I used to call him Salty? Anyway, I want to say Cyberpunk, but I persisted, hoping it would eventually get good. So my actual answer is Dark Souls 2. Looks terrible, and I hate how obtuse it is. There is no easing you in to learn its way.
I have heard that the Dark Souls series 2 is definitely not as good as the others. I think that's the one that's like Sons of the Scholars or something like that. I can't remember what the subtitle was. But yeah, it's generally acknowledged as being the worst one. I'm resisting the urge to go...
Is that the one I'm playing?
I don't know. I
can't remember.
I'm resisting the urge to install Demon's Souls again. Because we've got the PS5 version in the Plus catalogue.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dead Brooker in a Trunk. Oh, yes. We're in October now, people, so the spooky names are going to come out.
The Halloweens.
At Brooker411 says... Agents of Mayhem. Now I know Justin Knowles is turning in his grave somewhere, because grave? No, he's not dead. He's
oh Jesus, I hope not.
No,
unless he's, I hope he hasn't drowned in the flood.
Well, just going to say, I hope not. And yes, stay safe, everyone in Australia who are having absolutely terrible weather, and have been for the last couple of weeks. Anyway. Brooker says, Agents of Mayhem, stupid futuristic sandbox from the Saints Row guys. Nice. bringing in fan favourite Johnny Gat. Shit yeah, son. Turned out to be the most generic, sloppily made, boring as fuck piece of shit game, rivaled only by this year's Saints Row. I take it he's not a fan of the remake of Saints Row either, then.
No, not many people are, but apparently. Yes. Brooker used to talk about... He was so looking forward to this game back in the old days when he had his own podcast, and he was so looking forward to it, and you could just, you know, shed a tear from when it came out, and he just went, this is a load of crap. Yeah. Oh, God. I felt for him.
Oh, dear.
So, Justin, would you like to share your disappointments?
I've been thinking quite intensely on... What I was going to say for the answer here. And I don't know that I have a great answer. I think Persona 5 Strikers, because of the fact that there's so much grinding to do to make the difference between finishing the game and finishing the harder stuff. Like, when you're playing normal Persona 5, yeah, you can just play through and you don't really need to grind very much. But Strikers is... it's just a Dynasty Warriors game, isn't it? Really?
All right, yeah. Never got the appeal of them.
So I finished the game, but I gave up on playing it for longer, and I have no intention of picking it up again.
Mm.
What about you, Colin?
Really, no, actually. I mean, certain games that I would have looked forward to, but just... I suppose The Sims. I always wanted to get into The Sims, but I just never... got past it, the character creation, especially when you did the Last Save Loaded one a couple of years back. That was an interesting one, but I never got into them, and I just couldn't get my... oh God, this is too much hassle, I just can't be bothered. And yeah, I just never got into them. But I believe The Sims 4 will be free to play next month or something like that.
I think it is might be very dependent on the platform in which you're using it, because Ruth has said the same thing. She watched this, you know, the Colin and Justin Sims family until the end, until Justin became a murder hobo by moving in with people, selling their house, and leaving the corpses behind. And we've watched, you know, her daughter will watch people playing YouTube, playing stuff on YouTube. And then she's tried playing it on the Xbox, or, well, I don't think she tried the PlayStation version, but at both times, you know, that she's tried it, she's just gone, I just can't get into it. The console controls are so clunky and fiddly as compared to doing it with a mouse. And some of it is very unintuitive on what you're trying to do. Like, just you said about getting stuck in the character creation. Yeah, just changing the difference between the different outfits and things like that. You can get lost in there for ages, not because you're indecisive, but because you can't work out how to get out of the damn thing.
Yeah, I think it's more suited to play to PC, mouse and keyboard. Well, not just PC, but I'm sure you can play mouse and keyboard on the PS5 as well.
I would like to give a shout out to the channel that we were in absolute stitches watching, though. There is a YouTube channel called Let's Game It Out. And there's one series he's done where he's played The Sims, and he's basically created a Keanu Reeves character. And he built a house for him that's just a bunch of glass walls with a toilet in the middle, and like a baby's bed or something. And he invites this guy around and basically keeps him prisoner. He locks the door so he can't get out, and he gets his Keanu Reeves character to just keep painting him. The guy goes into, like, gets tired, goes to sleep. He paints him while he's asleep, and then he's like, oh, 10 minutes later, there's a whole wall full of paintings of the guy. I'm not going to say any more than that, but I was laughing that much. And he did
quite a following.
Sorry?
4.72 million subscribers.
Yeah, well, they've done lots of different stuff. So, you know, I was playing Planet Coaster. They've done one on Planet Zoo, and he's, you know, got all these giraffes that have all died. And, oh, look, and there's all these healthy skeletons that they can see. Yeah. And using Planet Coaster to see how far it can propel people into orbit and stuff. It's a funny channel.
Excellent.
Yeah. Here we are.
That's wonderful, Justin. And as always, another seamless, professionally done, no slagging off each other episode, which, you know, is a joyous, momentous occasion for both of us. Well, more for you than me. But anyway, so Justin, where can people find you if you would like to finish up now, or if you have anything to add, please do so.
Now. No, I have nothing else to add at this time other than to say, you can follow Last Save Loaded or at Last Save Loaded on Twitter, and that's where Question of the Week and occasional other things will be. If you want to try see me attempt to stream more of Stray, then it'll be twitch.tv/onya6, and I am on Twitter at onya6. And if you want to get hold of Colin, well, you can email the show lastsaveloaded@gmail.com, and Colin will hear about the comments you have for him. Yeah, unless they're not Justin, nice, in which case I'll delete them.
When Justin tells me I've got an email, and you know, he'll forward it to me.
Yeah, that's it. I am the gatekeeper.
Yes, quite literally. If anything happens to Justin, I will not be able to receive emails, or I will not be able to upload the shows.
I think I've given you the details once, but I just never trusted you. I'm sure you have.
So you can find me at twitch.tv/ solemn67, or as Justin said, nowhere else. Justin knows how to get contact with me through the PS5 app.
Yes, PlayStation.
The PlayStation app, yes. I'm sorry. Oh, did you see them new things?
The PlayStation Stars.
Stars, yeah. What's that all about?
It's just a digital trophy case.
All right.
They're supposedly will be. It's a bit like the Nintendo ones in the sense of if you buy things through the online store, they give you stars, which can be used in bulk to get more credit or to cash in against the game, but you don't get very many.
Right.
I think it's like one for every 10p you spend or something like that. Then you need 5,000 to buy something.
Yeah. Or you probably get it 5%, €5 off something if you have.
No, so far all they've done is they've put up for redemption a couple of games and like a £20 PSN credit. And it says in the FAQ, not the FAQ, the terms and conditions, that you've got like 2 years to redeem them, and that's it. So use your stars. And then, yeah, you get they put up little challenges that will sometimes be riddles, sometimes they'll be, hey, just play a game this month. We'll give you a little collectible.
Okay, so the collectibles are in a separate place on your PS.
They're within the PS app.
Yep. All right, yeah. Cool.
So my collectibles at the moment, I have, I've got the PlayStation Tech Demo Tyrannosaurus Rex. I've got the PSVR. I now have I hit level 2. So I've got level 2 Diorama, the Astro Walk, which just looks like Astro from Playroom. A bunch of them. The telescope that you get for signing up. I've got some sort of cat mascot on a rubber ring, I guess, which is from playing Street Fighter. And then I've got a banana. I don't know why.
What? You do have a history with bananas, don't you, Justin?
Anyway, don't like them. That's my history.
I don't like them either, so we have something in common. Okay, Justin. Well, I think that was a lovely, lovely episode, and I hope everybody else finds it lovely too. Say goodnight, Justin.
Goodnight, Justin.
And good night, Justin. evening.
Hello there.
Good evening.
Are you hearing me, Dublin?
I am hearing you loud and clear.
Good.
Ipswich.
Yes, that's right. That's where I am now.
Okay, because it's hard to keep track of you. Sometimes you're in somewhere else, Tooting Hill somewhere, wherever you're working. I don't know. Scunthorpe, is it? I don't know.
Scunthorpe?
Well, that came into my head, so I just went with that. So.
No, that's got a rude word in it, that place.
Scunthorpe, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You're all right. Got a bit worried about you.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because I've not spoken to you in a month.
Oh, right. You know? Yeah, I'm okay, yeah. Just the usual shite life. Well, anyway, we talk about that in the
indeed. Games played.
Oh yeah.
And I reckon even though it's on three lines compared to my three single games, you're still going to probably spend less time talking about all of that than I am.
Yeah, well, I did think that myself as I was typing them out. So yeah.
So you know, don't worry about the fact that I'll be sat here listening, going, yeah, all right, yeah, keep going. Tell me more.
Exactly, yes.
Well, I mean, you're going to have to elaborate on some because, like, you know, I know what Bee Simulator is, but some of the listeners are not going to.
Oh, yeah. See, that's a level. That's the PS Plus extra you get, the Bee Simulator. So I said, well, what the hell? I have it here for a few months, so I might as well download a few games. And to which I did, and I managed to actually finish Bee Simulator.
Well, let's not spoil it.
Anyway, so I click is in and
you're leading, so at your leisure, sir.
Man, yes. Okay, so let's do this. Three. See, I say three for three, not a turd. 3, 2, 1.